Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell, father of eight, married to one beautiful woman. We will celebrate our 34th wedding anniversary here shortly. And she right now is with our latest grandchild, number seven, Luke, down in Lindale, Texas, with our oldest daughter, who also has our oldest granddaughter, who is 6 years old now. So between the ages of six and newborn, we have seven grandchildren born to our three oldest children, one daughter and two sons. Of course, the children are born to their wives, who are amazing daughter-in-laws. And what a blessing it is to be married to this woman, to have these children, and now to be blessed with grandchildren. And looking at spiritual health and just been meditating on God's word with my wife away and thinking about some things and just being so glad that I am married and so blessed that we can have this time where we're apart and it's okay. There's lots of times throughout our marriage where I was off on missions and different things. Sometimes we were apart for 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks. It was hard. It was very hard. But God helped us through those things, and God's word always ministered to me. I always try to get into God's word. But I want to help young men. So 5 minutes a day, try to sharpen you, encourage you, provoke you to good works, especially towards your wives and having a great marriage. I really want you and your wife to have a great marriage. So I want to talk a little bit here in this latter part of this week on spiritual health. I'm really knowing what God's word says so that we don't take something out of context, right? So I remember one time I saw there was a big mission organization and it put out a big verse and it was talking about this thing. And here's the verse that they had out there to promote the whole year, okay? And it says this. It was from God, and it says, it's from Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. Look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded. Let me try that again. Look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. Now that was the verse. Verse 5, they put it out there. And they're like, wow, God's doing a great work. He's doing a great thing, and we want to be a part of it, right? Well, you really should read a verse in its context, because that is not the context, okay? So first of all, Habakkuk starts off and he's complaining. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry for help? Oh, Lord, I can't believe I have to live amongst these terrible people. How bad is this? And then God says, oh, yeah, you think it's bad now? Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. And here's what God continues to say, right? For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings and not their own. They are dreaded and fearsome. Their justice and dignity go forth from themselves. In other words, they don't have any. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than the evening wolves. Their horsemen press proudly on. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle, swift to devour. They all come for violence, and their faces forward. They gather captives like sand. At kings they scoff, and at rulers they laugh. They laugh at every fortress, and they pile up earth and take it. Then they sweep by like the wind and go on. Guilty men whose own might is their God. Whoops, Habakkuk, did you like that, complaining to God? Oh, wait, it's going to get a lot worse, right? So Habakkuk continues to complain, and God kind of puts him in this place. And then it ends, though, well, with Habakkuk actually coming up with a beautiful song at the end that maybe we should sing more often than not and realize the reality of walking in the high places. We need to walk in the high places no matter how good or how bad things are for us. God is not about making us happy. God is about making us pure and just and right. He's about making your marriages great for His glory. He's about making you a man of character, a godly man for His glory, not for your good, right? Well, it is for your good, but not for your pleasure. And so I want to help you guys, encourage you guys in that. Tomorrow I'll finish up a little bit on Habakkuk. Man, that 5 minutes went by quick. Of course, I was stuttering half the way. Sorry about that. God bless.